It's 1981, the summer before my junior year in high school. I just got my driver's license a few weeks ago. I've been babysitting, hanging out with friends, reading, and working on my tan. There aren't really any boys on the scene. I briefly dated a boy named Ron Hopp my sophomore year, but we broke up after we went to a John Denver concert. We never even kissed. I have a close group of friends, I'm in theater, and I love Bob Dylan, John Lennon, and J.D. Salinger. I'm flying from Omaha, Nebraska to San Francisco, California, where my Aunt Rose is attending a German studies seminar for the summer. We're going to spend 2 weeks driving through the western United States in Rose's 1974 forest green two-door Volvo sedan. Jano Pow! Rose is barely 5 feet tall, has long, straight, dark brown hair, and wears big, round glasses. She's fearless, wicked smart, warm, and full of goodwill. She speaks fluent German, plays the flute, acts, and was a competitive diver in high school. She's always late because she tries to fit an impossible amount of things into each day. I love being with her, but it's exasperating sometimes. Rose is living in Berkeley in the attic of a parsonage of a black gospel church. She's renting from a man named Vaughn, who owns a shop called Volvo's Friend. Vaughn is an avowed anti-materialist. He has very few possessions. I've never met an anti-materialist. I didn't even really know they existed except as fringe characters in books and movies. Vaughn was a tour guide in Glacier Park until he was mauled by a bear. He saved everyone in the group by playing dead. As a result of this, he's missing his front teeth. He's tall and wearing old torn clothes. Vaughn, this is my niece, Jane. His worn clothes and missing teeth make me uncomfortable.